Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 10th, 2013. Tomorrow is the Merged Gospel series beginning. I don't know how many Merged Gospel books we have left, but we can always order more if you've been procrastinating or undecided on whether you should join us. But we'll be gathering tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Judah Christian School in Champaign. And for those of you that have said, well, I can't make the first session, would I miss out on everything? Hey, no problem. And say you might miss in two or three or four different times, or down the road you might not be able to make all 12 sessions. No problem. If you can come and join us to study God's Word, whether it's once or all 12 times, I think it'll be worthwhile and beneficial. So if you have an interest in joining us, whether it's all 12 sessions, that'll be the second and fourth Thursdays in the subsequent 6 months, join us. It'll be worthwhile and it'll be great. So that's all tomorrow. Call us 217-367-7777.
Yeah, and I think that's important to say, because I think we live in a culture where we're either all in or all out. And if we can't do all of something, we think, well, then why should I do any of it? Maybe you might only be able to come to half or maybe even just a quarter of the classes. But you know what? It only takes one thing from God's Word or one touch from God that would change your entire life. And you may hear something come in there and sitting in a different room and in a different way, in a different space, and you may hear God differently a little bit. You may hear something that you've never heard before. So don't discount not being a part of something because you can't be there 100% of the time, because God will use our 10% and multiply it into 100%. So definitely, as Mark said, come on out. You know, the best thing is that we have to order more books. I mean, that's, yeah. You know, what a yay God moment that we have to order even more. I think we're on that would be our third ordering too, because
we're
ordered once and now twice. And so, I mean, call up, register, and we'll order more books.
And I know there's at least six or seven people that won't be at tomorrow night's gathering for various reasons. Some are out of town, some are speaking, some have other commitments that they couldn't get out of.
Some will not be having salad and breadsticks.
Yeah, so there'll be extra breadsticks for you.
That's right.
To accommodate everyone that'll be there tomorrow and to have enough deluxe salads from the Olive Garden restaurant in their breadsticks available, we need you to register. Now, there is a $20 cost, and that covers the Merged Gospel book. It's a 366-page edition. You're going to marvel when you see the size of this thing, and then we'll have other handouts and resources.
Well, some people will go out to, like, McDonald's and spend $20 eating, and this Merged Gospel book, it's calorie-free. I mean, this thing is going to fill you up, and you won't gain a pound.
So call us today if you still want to be a part of things or you need more information, 217-367-7777. Hey, a couple quick announcements, and then we're going to get into our part three of our Israel trip. I don't know if we can conclude it, but we maybe want to wrap it up so we can spend Friday back into the book of Ruth, because around the corner we're going to launch into the book of Acts.
The book of Acts.
So, but I want to share a special God sighting. Thank you, God, for Roger Heiser and Praxum there in Fisher. About a week ago, we were having some issues with our network feeds and some wiring, and I needed a special connection soldered, and actually it's about 5 pins on a 9-pin component that needed to be soldered, and it was one of these emergency things that I needed it done right away or at least the next morning in order to get all these network feeds. And not sounding overly technical and bore you with the details, I was thinking, well, there's that business in Fisher called Praxum, and I know there's some Christians there, and I know they do some soldering because Dwayne Parks used to work there years ago, and he had soldered some things for the radio ministry. And so anyways, I was able to track down Roger Heiser, and he said, sure, I'll come out to the tower and do the soldering. So last week he made it out there and did all the soldering work, and it then allowed us to get our programming all in and everything. So thank you, God, for people that have special skills and that literally carved out time, left his business, and then came over and worked for me. So I appreciate that. And another thing that I want to have you be mindful of, the hummingbirds will be coming back soon. And so if you haven't purchased your nectar or gotten your last year's hummingbird feeder cleaned and all sanitized and ready to go, what I usually do is start out with half water, half sugar. So I don't even buy the nectar. I just go 50-50. Usually I cut that down to about 2/3 and then 1/3. But to get them launched into that good sugar high right away and they can sniff that sugar out, I go about half sugar. Now, maybe somebody's going to say, you're going to kill those hummingbirds. I don't know. That's what I've done for years. And I had like 30 hummingbirds last fall.
Yeah, because they're on. Never mind.
Okay. So anyways, they usually come back that first week in May. So usually my first sighting is like May 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, or 5th. But I put my hummingbird feeder out yesterday just to see if there's any that are migrating through or heading north, or I don't know where they go when they go into northern Illinois or other states. But they'll be coming through soon, so be aware of the hummingbirds. And if you want to get them started out early at your home location, get that hummingbird feeder out. And then the orioles will probably be coming through pretty soon, which takes a different kind of feeder, but enough bird stories. And then
the what?
The Orioles.
Oh, I thought you said Oreos.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I need to get some of those double stuffed ones too.
I was thinking, what is he talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Nope, the Oreos, we eat those.
Wait, you eat the Orioles?
Yeah, they're a beautiful orange bird, so hopefully they'll be back soon, too. This Sunday, free Singing Men concert at the Monticello United Methodist Church in Monticello, Illinois. I need to qualify that because there's a Monticello, Indiana, but it's a free concert. It'll be at 4 p.m. on Sunday, so come on out to the Monticello United Methodist Church. It's located at 212 South Independence in Monticello, Illinois. 4 o'clock, free concert. Come join us and enjoy a time with the Singing Men of GNN. We have a number of new selections that we'll be singing and some old favorites. And wait till you hear one of the songs that Bill Poor is going to do a couple solo parts on. Bill Poor has almost met his maker. There's been a few times where he didn't think he was going to be around much longer, and God has miraculously continued to extend his life and bring about healing. And he's gone from like a second tenor to a bass. And so... anyway, some of the treatments have affected his voice some, but he's still singing strong, and it'll be a pleasure to hear him. And Roger Weisgarver is going to do a part in a song. So come join us 4 o'clock at the Monticello United Methodist Church. Well, Israel, a place where God seems to bring his word alive in unique ways, because you're seeing the terrain, the landscape, you're seeing visually where Jesus walked, where the disciples were taught, where miracles took place, and miracles even this day continue to take place, because wherever God's at, there are miracles at hand. So,
wait, where's he at?
Actually, he's in my heart right here.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
So everywhere is an opportunity for a miracle. So interesting thing to talk about, I think, is where we left off was our service time at the Kinneret Center for the Disabled, which was kind of an interesting thing. It was a different kind of a service project than I think even some had expected. Maybe you want to talk about it for a minute. It was
the painting tree, the scraping trees. Was
yeah,
my
I never in my life. I think I told somebody. I said I can add something to my bucket list now and then cross it off at the same time. I never thought I would scrape paint off of a tree
for hours.
literally hours. But it was really interesting. I mean, I think that those folks were incredibly appreciative. And I don't know how many trees we ended up doing, but I mean, we did two. One long street and then one shorter street worth of scraping these trees, then painting the bottom so that the bugs wouldn't infest the trees, and then also painting these new bright white walkways for the disabled folks. I think that was like a community where people are disabled and mentally challenged, and this would allow them to be able to cross the street safely and do those things. So it was really kind of an interesting service project, and I think we spent about half a day there.
Yeah, and it was a nice campus. They serve these special needs people, and they have a lot of staff members. It's like, it seemed like one staff member to two or three people, and they really took care of them. The grounds of this campus were very well maintained, and it was a real loving bunch. And so as we were painting or working on the roadway, and I think another group was painting in a gymnasium, we got to interact a little with some of the special needs people as they'd walk by or they'd wave at us or talk with us. But it was a real way to extend God's love, and the staff was overwhelmed that this many people, 20 people showed up. We worked for a number of hours, and we gave them a cash gift, one of our listeners. Mom recently had passed away, and so he had a little special gift, a memorial gift in her honor, because she had worked at a special needs center in the past, and so he earmarked a special gift that I handed over to them, and they were just so appreciative. And we had the flyers and the teddy bears and some other supplies that we left with them, and they just thought, what a great bunch of evangelical Christians from the United States that came to spend time in their vacation serving. And that was the same thing that happened at other locations too.
Yeah. What was really interesting to me was a lot of the people who are in charge of these different places that we served at, whether it was the soup kitchen or whether it was here at this special needs center, different places, English is not the first language. So they can communicate in Hebrew very well with each other. But English is not a language that they use very often. They have very little bit of English. But I watched the gentleman who was in charge of this center working with Eitan for a few minutes so that Eitan could help him say some of the things that he wanted to say so he could say them. And I remember him saying it. It was one of those moments where just kind of like, ah. Because I was watching him talk back and forth with Eitan, and I could hear the words that they were saying, and then he said the same thing. So Eitan helped him figure out how to say that if there was more people in the world like you, the world would be a different place. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, and so I mean, that's something where somebody is really touched by what you're doing, because they're really trying, they want in their own voice to be able to tell you the impact that you've had. And not really, I want to make a connection here for some of you who are listening also, who partnered in with this trip, either financially or you sold items and gave it, or you dropped off teddy bears, you dropped off art supplies, whatever it was, however you partnered in with this, maybe it was just even your prayers, which we coveted your prayers for safety to go over and to come back, for revelation, for the ways that we would reach and touch people. But that same message was for you. If there was more people in the world like you, the world would be a better place, because it was not possible to do the things that we did by our own hand and by our own strength. It was all of us together who did it. You were a part of that. I mean, sometimes we think, well, I didn't go over there and walk there, so maybe I wasn't really a part of it. No, you were as much a part of it as we were, and that's part of the reason that we're sharing some of the stories here on the show, because it's important that we bring back the story to you, because this is a story about you going, too. I mean, this is a story about you having gone. I mean, your prayers went with us. A part of you went with us. Mm-hmm. So I just want people to understand, I want you, the listening friend, to understand how you have changed people in Israel through the things that you've done, through that financial donation, through teddy bears and art supplies. I mean, we were handing those art supplies off the bus to that guy, and he was the guy who was in charge of the groundskeeping. He wasn't then the guy who was in charge of the whole facility. And we were handing him this stuff, and the look on his face was like, why? Why? Another bag? Why? I mean, it was just kind of like this. He didn't understand why we would come and work so hard and do the things we did and then give them stuff on top of that. I mean, most people would say, well, you did what you did, and you don't have to do any more. And we just did more. And it wasn't because we were like, you know, hey, golf clap for the crew. It was more like the God's called us here to serve, and God's called us here to do this thing. So why wouldn't we do it why wouldn't we love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, and our whole mind?
Yeah, and that was very true. The next day we served at Ha'emek Medical Center, and we've had a history there where we've donated playground material on one of their floors where they have it all set up for the kids to enjoy, and they have literally a school in this hospital that I think is trilingual or three or four different languages. They have a number of staff people, and we met with the principal and gave her a lot of art supplies and other school supplies to use for all the children. She made my day. She made part of the trip. She was so appreciative and had that glow in her, and she just marveled and did all the things I would want her to do, show appreciation to all the people and shook their hands and thanked them personally. And they gave us free rein in the hospital, which in the past they've done, but they've started to restrict that because you can't just let people go all around the hospital going into patients' rooms. And she had no problem. There, we have three different floors. Take the teddy bears, Beanie Babies. So our group just fanned out and went on all different floors and greeted people and gave out things. And we gave her, I think, three full, like, duffel bags of supplies and materials. And she just over and over and over again said, thank you so much. This will make a great difference. So, again, like Jason has just mentioned, many of you participated in so many different various ways. But we got to extend Christ's love, and she just appreciated everyone. Everyone did a great job. I would watch people come out of different rooms after handing teddy bears to little children. And this hospital serves everyone. So there was Arab, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Druze, people from all walks of life. And with smiling American evangelical faces on, the fragrance of Christ, if you will, was just evident and obvious to all. So, thank you.
That was a good time. What was really funny to me was that we had, you know, I mean, people dropped off all these Beanie Babies, like tons of Beanie Babies. And there were some animals that I never even thought of this, that because they're not native to that land and that country, and because it's a different culture, there were some animals that people didn't know what they were. I remember one guy came up with his kid, and he goes, can we trade? Yeah. And I go, why do you want to trade? He goes, I don't know what this is. Yeah. And I'm like, well, it's an octopus. And I'm like, oh, wait, not a lot of octopuses in Israel, I guess. But it was just so funny because they wanted to trade because they didn't know what animals it was. There are two things, though, on the schedule here I want to share because I thought that they were really neat. One of them is, for me, is really funny. And Mark probably doesn't even know this because he wasn't with me when this happened. And the second one, he was, and I think that it's a great way maybe to cap off the end of the show, a real God sighting. But the first one was we went to the Israel Museum to go see the Shrine of the Book, mm-hmm. to go see the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is a great, you know, to go see the Dead Sea Scrolls and hear the history behind that and hear the interesting way that God brought the Dead Sea Scrolls out of a cave and into the hands of some people in New York and then back to Israel. It's really mm-hmm. a fascinating story. But then we went to an exhibit. They just opened up a new exhibit with Herod's. They uncovered Herod's gravesite or his mausoleum or whatever you want to call it, where Herod was buried. And so they brought a lot of the artifacts to the museum, and they have an ongoing exhibit. And it's there's a lot of tension because for the Jewish people, they don't like Herod. But historically, Herod has a big place in their history. But they had
and this location has been discovered in the West Bank area, I think around Bethlehem. I can't remember the area it is, but it's kind of in the West Bank, and so you know.
Yeah, if you stand on the Shepherd's Fields, if you stand right in the Israeli side of where you can see the Shepherd's Fields, and you look straight down, you'll see a big bump, and that's where that is. And it was a good sight line; you could see it from Jerusalem to see it over there. But it was a funny story, and everybody knows Larry Budget Tours, and I just love Larry. He makes me laugh. But he was walking along, and he was paying attention to the artwork on the wall, and there was a Jewish guy who was in charge of, I guess, security. His main job was like, no pictures, no pictures, no pictures. He just kept telling people no pictures. So Larry's walking by, and Larry's hearing no pictures, no pictures, and he's looking at the stuff on the wall, and Larry, without thinking, steps on Herod's floor. And this Jewish guy lost it. All of a sudden, and I don't know what he said in Hebrew, but he's da 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 da. And Larry's like, what? What? And the whole time Larry's saying what, his foot is on Herod's floor. And it was so.
And that's a big foot, too.
And it was just hilarious. I mean, for me, it was one of the moments where I'm like, Lord, you're just great. I mean, this was just so much fun. And we had such a great time with Larry on the trip. If you ever get a chance to go on a trip, go on one that Larry's on, because Larry always brings an extra dimension to the trip. He's enjoyable. But the second one I wanted to share was later on in the day, we went to the Old City. We went to Caiaphas's house. We went to the upper room with the disciple, where they believe the disciples, roughly location-wise, would have taken that Last Supper together, and where they would have then retreated to after the crucifixion. And then we went to Christ Church, and Christ Church has a really rich history in terms of the city there. At the time when Christ Church was founded, you couldn't have a Christian church inside the old city. It was Muslim-ran, the whole thing. This was pre-1948. And so what happened was, I think, was it the Rothschilds? Were they the ones who founded the consulate there?
The British wanted to have a consulate, and then the British consulate guy said, hey, I need a private chapel.
Yeah, I need a private chapel. So he built essentially a church that holds like a couple hundred people for his private chapel. I mean, if you saw pictures of a Google Christ Church, and you'll be like, wow, that was his private chapel.
Yeah.
But because they were there for so long, since the 30s or so, taking pictures, cataloging historically what's happened there, and then when all the uprising happened in the 40s and that stuff was taken out and then returned back. So Muslim, Jewish folks, Christians from all over come there because the archives are so rich with history, both photographic documents and things like that. So we had a chance to go inside the church, and there was a gentleman there, Aviel, who works for the – I think he works for the archival part. And he came, and he was telling us about the church, and he's from Argentina, I think he was. And so kind of a Argentinian accent, but a lot of energy, and he's a superhero guy. So I liked him already. I just want you to know he had like a Superman belt buckle, a superhero shirt. He had like
– Mr. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man shirt on. That was right. And then he had like – I mean, you could tell that he likes him some superheroes.
And actually, I asked him later on. I said, you work out. I mean, a big old bicep. Yeah. So he was a superhero.
But really, just a sweet guy. I mean, a lot of energy. He gets you excited about Christ, gets you excited about the work that they're doing there at Christ Church. But at the end, and what's really fascinating is he's sharing his testimonies, sharing about, you know, Christ Church. And there's a little old gentleman who walks in, sits down, and you could tell in a minute, Abiel kind of stopped for a minute, looked at him, and then looked away. And then this guy got up in the middle of his talk and started walking around the room and just looking at the different things in the room. So we didn't really know who he was from our perception, like some kind of tourist or who knows what he is. I mean, we just kind of like, well, what's this guy? You know, and people come in and out and they look at the church because, again, of the rich history there. But at one point it was at the end, Abiel, how can we pray for you? We want to pray for you. We're missionaries. We're on a missionary journey here. We're not just tourists. How can we pray for you? And he's married to a Jewish gal. He's Christian. And so there's a lot of tension there. And he really, in a moment of just kind of humility, he shared just the struggles in his marriage. And you could really tell that there are some real struggles. There's some real strongholds, some real points that just needed.
And he was holding back tears as he was trying
to. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was in tears. So, the Holy Spirit just, you know, grabbed his heart and he was just totally transparent with a group of people that he doesn't really know. So a bunch of us guys got up and we laid hands on him and we started to pray for him. And we're praying like this, really soft. I mean, probably the people who were sitting in the rows from our group couldn't even really hear us praying. But we were praying over him. And we're praying about, like, God's love and God's clarity and his redemption. And all of a sudden, we hear the piano. And this little old guy who was in there looking around the room had uncovered this piano. It was covered, uncovered it, and began to sing a song that had to do with the same things we were praying. The lyrics of the song were the prayers we were praying. I mean, in all of us, I don't know about you, Mark, but but the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I mean, I was just like, oh, my gosh. Not only did God give
That's why you've not cut it since.
I know.
Right?
Well, I mean, not only did God give us a point where we could pray for somebody and we could really intercede for somebody, but then God provided music.
Yeah. It was a divine appointment, and God orchestrated a lot that went on, and some of the members of our tour have continued to stay in touch with him, and he's emailed me, and it's a neat thing how God put that all together. Oh, wow, we're out of time. Lots more to say. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night. And if there's still an interest for you to join us for the Merge Gospel Series, it begins tomorrow at 6:30 at the Judah Christian School. Call now to register, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Have a great day, everyone.